May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for July 4th, 2020, which just happens to be Independence Day in America this year. And a lunar eclipse on the Capricorn Cancer axis to boot. How's that for cosmic synchronicity? This is an amazing time in history that I believe is the big event. Call it biblical prophecy of revelations or global mass awakening with the new internet's knowledge power revolution. This is the beginning of a 10-year period that I've been calling Aquarian Spring, which initiates the millennial Aquarian age of freedom in universal love of a more enlightened and applied nature. This is a return to natural law as championed by U.S. founders, as those first principles of divine order known as cosmic law of the angles, geometric ordered divinity, that frames the universal language of the angels, which is heart coherence. While this bright light of Aquarian love is surging, it casts some very dark shadows with old Piscean records of fear and doubt purging in the dark side deep state media that is relentless with fear-mongering and medical tyranny that better be nipped in the bud, folks, before more harm is done while they pretend to save us from an invisible enemy. It's pretty crazy out there, folks. Today I was reading that California has just banned singing in churches. I'm not kidding. You can check that out for yourself. Apparently, a couple sources have read about that. Apparently, singing is a dangerous ally of the invisible enemy. I mean, are we feeling the lunar eclipse already? Has it eclipsed the common sense of our feckless leaders? I mean, the lunar eclipse is in a few hours from the show today. I mean, it's this evening. I mean, the cosmic weather in general has some short-term and long-term challenges facing us. Cosmic weather, astrology, psychology. I mean, I could spend the rest of the show explaining this with in-depth quantum field, astrophysics, psychology, but I've got some fireworks to share with you today, so I'm going to make this brief. We've had three recent eclipses on June 5th, June 20th, and today, with all of them on the Capricorn Cancer axis. And because of the alignment of outer planets with this axis, namely Pluto, Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune, this represents a classic global testing of the old paradigm patriarchal policies of ownership and control in giant privatized corporate institutions that are adverse to Aquarian principles of cooperation and co-creation of social conscience and are all connected social networks. The next time we will have three back-to-back eclipses like this is June and July of 2029, 9 years from now. So these triple eclipses are like the bookends of Aquarian Spring, you know, the 10-year period during the 2020s that will usher in the millennial Aquarian Age dispensation. Many people are already calling Aquarius the quantum age because natural laws governing the quantum field will frame the new science governing quantum reality on all levels, including energy healing technologies, as well as clean, free energy technologies that will liberate the Earth from petrochemical pollution of air, water, earth, food, etc. But that will likely be the latter part of Aquarian Spring, unless this revolution sees the rapid evolution in higher consciousness, which is possible. But Aquarian Spring, you know, the next 10 years, we're talking about a 2,000-year cycle of Aquarius. And we're just like in the first degrees of it. The first, we're on the cusp still. We're just entering in and we're starting to, you know, the proverbial shift of energy has hit the fan of the Aquarian of the winds of Aquarius, you might say. It's bringing up the surge is bringing up all that's unlike itself. And in the meantime, the public is being beat up by mass media messages of mindless fear, doubt, and depression on purpose. I mean, the foreign war on terror has come home with domestic terror war against an invisible enemy. And like the Patriot Act before 9/11, the public is being told to forget their core freedoms in the name of biosecurity. That's the new word. Now it's biosecurity. I mean, it's the same false flag tactic, but a new medical tyranny strategy, medical martial law. So here's some food for thought, folks. Think about this. Back in 1975, Daniel Brinkley said in his rather famous bestseller, Saved by the Light, that the future of humanity will be fought in healthcare. Quote, the future of humanity will be fought in healthcare. Now, in that book of his, Saved by the Light, Daniel documents his near-death experience and lessons from ascended masters while his soul went to a crystal city in etheric realms before he was sent back for an amazing life. If you know Daniel Brinkley's life, guiding tens of thousands of people through the transition of death in hospice care, training hospice care workers and working with tens of thousands of them. It's an amazing story. So now we're seeing one of the seminal messages given by ascended masters to Daniel Brinkley back in 1975. That the future of humanity is indeed being fought in healthcare. So this is like the dark night of the soul of America right now. I've been reading, hearing many people referring to what's going on now in America. And some people say, well, it's the end of the Kali Yuga, the dark cycle. We're moving into a whole new age, Aquarian age of light and love. But in the meantime, this transition period, like I say, as the light surges, dark side stuff purges, brings it up for transmutation. And hopefully most listeners of the show are already well aware that there's a method to the madness, which is the testing of the soul integrity of each and every one of us as united sovereigns of Earth. That's the new U.S. It's a global situation now. It's a global affair. This is what the new American Revolution is all about. And the fireworks is just beginning. Now, previous shows and other blogs, I've explained how the anonym for America, if you scramble the letters, is the I Am Race globally. You know, it's like unity consciousness, the unified field. In the meantime, all the divide to conquer stuff, all the cognitive dissonance and disinformation, misinformation, mass media confusion, you know, telling us to do one thing and then telling us to do just the opposite. There's been so much of this going on, just crazy stuff going on. This is all the divide to conquer stuff. Before we come into a unified field of unity consciousness, you know, the community of one, unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, out of many one. We're on the cusp of that. That's what Aquarius is about. In the meantime, the divisive dialectic of the dysfunction and disinformation and dis-ease, fear, dis-ease, the cause of disease, all of these things weaken the immune system. It has nothing to do with building health. It's just the dark side dialectic of you might say, the old paradigm, which is stuck in paradigm paralysis, and it's like that whole model is dying. It's like the dragon has been wounded, and we have to worry about the whiplash of the dragon's tail as the old order is disintegrating and a new order is integrating. I mean, I never said this was going to be easy. But like I say, there's a lot of fireworks that's going on now. Excuse me. And we can expect more. I mean, consider what mandatory vaccinations and the 5G rollout have in common. Both of them weaken the immune system, which will make many people sick and many people die. So before I go into the body of the show today, I just, you know, I'm making this point. Declare your independence from medical tyranny. Own your own life. Own your own body. You have a right to own your own body. If you don't have sovereignty over your own body, you don't have any sovereignty at all. So, there's no law under heaven that would force you to be injected by toxic vaccines or be subjected to toxic 5G frequencies. So back to the three eclipses, this is a good time for centering and connecting with Source and your soul contract of highest service on Earth as in cosmos at large. This is the divine destiny of our collective initiation above as below, from the cardinal sign of Capricorn to the cardinal sign of Cancer. This is the test that's best, from Alpha to Omega, and we are all being tested with the principle and person of loving Father and loving Mother, Alpha and Omega, Capricorn, Cancer, as above, so below, in the face of all the evil and hate creation we see in the world today. So I'm going to go into the narrative, be a reading, basically an overview of on celebrating the 4th of July. People who are following my blogs that I send out usually once or twice a week, I know that I sent out a thing on the 4th of July about a week ago, celebrating the 4th of July. And quite often what I'll do this before the event, the 4th of July, like as in today, when I will send something out days earlier, it'll be like a preliminary, and then I get a lot of response from readers. I have thousands of readers on my blog list, and those who will see the preliminary will send me videos and articles along the theme of what I'm cussing and discussing, you might say, whatever I'm going into. And when I say cussing, I'm talking about taking to task all the dark side, deep state, BS belief system that we're inundated with, basically to bring some common sense to what is virtually chaos in the public sphere right now, especially in mainstream corporate media. It's like incessant fear porn, dissonance, disease, disinformation, dysfunction, to the point where, you know, people don't know what to think. And of course, that's the whole agenda of the, you know, when I say the power trips of the power elite, they're doing mainstream media, corporate media, you know, deep state media. They have an agenda. And again, most of you listening to the show, like I'm speaking to the choir, because we understand that there's a lot going on behind the scenes, that if you're following independent media, such as myself, you have a pretty good understanding of what's going on. So what I've done, preliminary I sent out, and what I've done is added quite a few videos. I have 9 videos now to choose from for a love sandwich compendium for your July 4th picnic basket. So you can pick through these videos and find one that really interests you. But the major theme here is exposing the lie and exposing the truth, the whole truth, the big lie. And so that you'll have your own fireworks. The fireworks is basically waking up to, and this is the thing, it's not that there's so much horrible stuff in the world as the fact that people are waking up to horrible stuff that's been there. And as they wake up, and the fireworks is just like people, once they wake up to a problem that they never saw, a systemic deep state, you know, and solutions that they never saw, then the fireworks is that basically when you see how good things can be within the context of how bad things are in the world, then you're compelled, you know, if you're a free agent, if you're an independent spirit, if you're a cultural creative, you know, the 1 to 3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking. I mean, if you think for yourself, if you're already independent in your conscience, and you basically think for yourself with, you know, when I said critical thinking skills, what we used to call common sense, then the fireworks is that you are going to make a difference. You're going to care enough to share what you know like one of the videos or several of the videos or maybe even the link to this article on the 4th of July, this 4th of July post. It can be something that you can share with some individuals, and I've had people tell me that they've shared this blog to their list of as many as 10,000 people. So you never know. I mean, if one person, if you forward this to a list or even to one individual, that individual would forward it to one individual who would forward it to 10,000 individuals, and this thing would chain react. The global revolution in higher consciousness is our divine destiny. Whether it's sooner or later is a function of those who get it and those who don't. So now is the time of global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word evolution, global evolution. We're talking about the evolution of higher consciousness worldwide, unity consciousness, a unified field, unity and diversity in terms of a new common sense of the united sovereigns of Earth, us as, you know, we the people as united sovereigns of Earth. So the revolutionary principles of sovereignty, an upgrade of our core, five core basic freedoms with the internet, and we're looking at an update on the whole systems reset. There's a whole systems reset going on that we're seeing in the world at large, social, political, and economic. And this is what the insider referred to as a live exercise. So today I'm going to give it an orientation through this blog, and you can do kind of a reading on it, but as I often do, I'll be getting off the script a lot and going into different stuff. And with the podcast, it'll be out here in a day or two. You can have your own multimedia show. You can pause the podcast as you follow the narrative. Now, the link to this July 4th blog will be on the podcast, or those who can go to heartcom.org. At the top is the article that, down in the archived list. And some of you can actually pull that open in a separate window as you listen to the show now. But like I say, most people listening to this in the future will be able to pull up the link that will be with the podcast in the show notes. And you can follow along and pause the podcast anytime to watch a video or to read an article and links in the links, or just create your own multimedia show, personalized, customized to your own interest. Because, you know, there's a lot of information here. People that know how to scan information can go down and read different parts. Some of the infographics will interest some people. I'll be going through this and referring to different things that some of you will want to then pause and read, and basically cogitate on more thoroughly. So I do say at the very beginning of this podcast, and in the beginning of the blog that I'm referring to, you can skip to the bottom for more, when I say spiritual videos. I mean, this is a spiritual revolution above all. Some people are calling this a war, a spiritual warfare. And at the highest level, even for all individuals, this is the test. All our soul contracts for all of us, for those who are awake, when I say awake, those who are conscious of how they are conscious and have a relationship with their soul and with the understanding of what a soul contract is, that they came here for a reason, and anyone with a soul contract is committed to the highest and best service that they can render while in physical embodiment. You know, this flash in the pan of life, even if it's just 100 years, in the larger scheme of things, this is the experience whereby the only thing we take with us past this life is that which we learn in this life. Well, the more conscious one is of how they are conscious, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, then it's like biofeedback. Once you become conscious of that which was unconscious, not only do you will to have self-control, you can't resist self-control at a higher level. So This is what's going on collectively with the human race. We're all connected with instant everywhere interactive technologies, but the economics and politics are far more complex than the science of unity and the unified field sciences, you know, with quantum reality and quantum sciences. And there's a lot of divide to conquer stuff going on. So I'm actually going to go into that. Now, this is part of the love sandwich. I'm beginning with light and love on the front end, talking about light and love on the back end. But the strong meat in the middle, I'll be going into graphics and videos and different things that will hopefully make it more interesting. So I'm going to give a little bit of an orientation here. Before I go into some of the heavy stuff, some of the strong meat, a little philosophical thing, light and love, that conscious evolution is our divine destiny. And the infinite and eternal here and now is always the best time for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. Conscientious common sense always and always wins in the larger scheme of eternal progression of spirit that matters on earth. Incarnate in a 3D body, even as in heaven, you know, the field of 5D plus love. So again, we're talking about this Capricorn Cancer axis of spirit and matter, as above, so below, the alpha to omega of our relationship with, you know, higher power, you know, on earth as in cosmos. So the current system globally, social, political, and economic, is in reset. This is what's going on behind the scene. Everything else, you might say, is diversionary tactics of the power trips of the power elite who are behind the scene trying to push through agendas, using this chaos, creating a codependence of people, to where people are surrendering their sovereignty so that basically we'll be open to whatever the authority figures want to forward, to initiate, to create the future that they want for more ownership and control of the physical and human resources of humanity. So this is part of the what's going on with the power elite banksters and their buddies, who haven't quite figured it out yet. They're making it up as they go, configuring on the fly, as they say. In other words, a lot of what's going on, and this is why they call it a live exercise. I mean, the plandemic narrative was planned. It's a pre-planned live exercise. And I explained this thoroughly at the previous blog called Pandora's Box Opened, and then that link will be available again in the show notes. That when you go through this, when you go through this blog, you will have these links to go into articles for more in depth for those who are interested. Some of you have read that Pandora's Box Open, and it's a very comprehensive compendium with many videos and articles that go more in depth in different ways than the current ones. Although some of the current stuff that's come out now that I'll be going through the videos in this one are phenomenal. Some of the new videos are just phenomenal for the big picture. And I would say the most current videos are the best place to start to get the summary of what's been going on these last 3 months with this planned pandemic, this plandemic. Like I say, it was pre-planned. The live exercise, many videos going into explaining how this is a live exercise, and specifically the videos at Pandora's Box Opened, we can give you some more in-depth perspective on this. So think about this, folks. What we're seeing is a global reality TV show. I mean, everyone on Earth is watching. Global netizens, you know, global citizens who are on the net, are networking for the net worth of net reality as united sovereigns of Earth. In other words, free agents worldwide are trying to network the truth for a new net reality of what's going on, what the problem is, and what the solutions are. These are the united sovereigns of Earth. These networkers are are these global netizens, you might say, are sovereign lovers of freedom, basically. And so let's unwrap what all this really means. I mean, think about this. Is it true that this is a global event like none we've ever seen? I mean, are you aware that Earth is entering the unified source field of Aquarius? I mean, it's a field of energy. There's a link on that. You can read more about that unified source field of Aquarius if you're not aware of it. And that's the question. This is the larger picture. I mean, would you agree that Aquarian spring is morphing the matrix of reality with global rise of the divine feminine as love's wisdom empowered? Well, based on your response, consider how the next several years may finally see the global rise of universal love as a model of the universal law of the angels and common language of the angels. Now, these are the archetypes of like Capricorn and Cancer, you know, these cardinal signs, as above, so below, law of the angels, language of the angels, spirit and matter. But, you know, the spirit that matters, you know, as far as the law and the language of the angels and the angels, from left brain linear logical letter of the law to right brain nonlinear spherical spirit of the law, this is, and again, I'm talking metaphorically, but again, I do this a lot, so those who listen to previous shows, read my blog, you'll know what I'm referring to, and I'll provide links in the context of this blog, so you can go into more detail for those who are new to this subject. Because we're talking about a future of unity and diversity with a universal interface for global telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce. You might say a TLC, evolution, revolution in higher consciousness worldwide. Now, this is celebrating the spirit of 1776 with a new common sense for a new American revolution in higher consciousness, a worldwide high state that naturally transcends deep state dysfunction, dis-ease, and devolution. So for perspective on this, we can go back to Thomas Paine, author of Common Sense Has Sparked the American Revolution, and he said, it is at all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles. So the first principles for self-governing, self-elevation, self-correction of a salvation nature, you might say, for upward mobile, conscientious common sense. This is what, you know, will center and connect the TLC revolution, telecommunications, telecommerce, telecare, a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction, what that will look like and how that works. This is where it's going, sooner or later, celebrating the revolution, the evolution of, by, and for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So there's a live exercise going on. We're seeing what they're doing in the mainstream media to control the narrative of this live exercise. Part of their agenda is cognitive dissonance, to have people so confused where they don't know what to think, that whatever the powers that be, power elite, corporatocracy, oligarchy, whatever they come forth with, that we'll accept it because we don't know what to think anyway. That's creating chaos, so out of the chaos they can create their form of order. And who is they? Well, I've been going into this, who they are as far as the deep state, you know, basically the special interests that have a vested interest, giant corporate special interests that have a vested interest in ownership and control of the people rather than freedom and opportunity of, by, and for the people. So a good example is, you know, if you can imagine, and this is one of the infographics, you've got a whole herd of, visualize a whole herd of sheep. They're facing you, and they've all got face masks on. And they're saying in unison all together, my government will keep me safe from an invisible enemy based on a flawed mathematical model by putting me under house arrest, making me unemployed, ratting out my neighbors, and taking away my human rights. So visualize that. Reality report on global systems reboot. I mean, this is kind of the craziest, not normal summer we have ever seen, folks. As the COVID-19 narrative collapses on all fronts, except in the lamestream media, some are still subservient to the big lie that only vaccines and drugs offer public health salvation. I mean, have you noticed that no one in big media is talking about the critical role of a strong immune system in preventing and or curing any disease? I mean, that discussion would naturally lead to the many inexpensive health-optimizing food supplements that build one's immunity and prevent disease. But that would also prevent big pharma profits. I mean, that's why doctors aren't taught anything about nutrition in medical schools. There's no money in that. So here's a quote from this Dr. James Benny, MD. He says that, in the world of medicine, if I can put you on a pill, I can see you every 3 months for the rest of your life. That's how we make money in medicine. If I put you on a plant-based diet and you get better, I probably won't see you again. That's the medical model. So, excuse me, with big pharma deeply embedded in big media and with the revolving door between big pharma and big government, the common sense worth a pound of cure has been inverted, subverted, and perverted by a trillion-dollar disease care industry that makes a killing creating and treating disease while programming us to equate cure with drugs. I mean, did you know that hospitals in the United States charge up to $800 for an IV bag of sterile salt water, whose average manufacturer price is about $1. This is the heart of the beast. Corporate profits at the expense of public health. I mean, there are basically two choices for global humanity in regard to this global healing crisis. We can get our act together with an upward spiral going viral, I mean, excuse the pun, but, or by default, we can dicker and dally with divisive devolution of civility, disintegrating into dystopia and mass dying, you know, the sixth extinction event, including the perpetrators behind it. Now, I provide a link on this sixth extinction event with an article that explains the former extinction events that have happened on the Earth, which I didn't know about. So this is, those who are not aware of it can read that link that's in the copy at this point. So again, we're talking about, this is a global healing crisis. And the big question is, how can there be holistic healing of our core social, political, and economic institutions unless we collectively come out of denial of the deeply entrenched special interests that have a vested interest in the creation and management of public dis-ease? To profit from the power elite, you know, the deep state agenda of population reduction, as sinister and nefarious as that may sound. Now, in the blog, I have an actual picture outside the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's a stone wall entryway, and it says right over the top where it says Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, it says Center for Global Human Population Reduction. I mean, it's right there, folks, etched in stone, right on the wall with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation entryway. It's in our face. They have a eugenics agenda for reducing population. The videos I've done previously that you're probably aware of, if you've seen them before, that you know that there's eugenics involved, eugenics agenda, reducing population. So it's not just, you know, treating a virus. It's actually injecting people with stuff that's either going to make them sick or kill them. Or, you know, and some who have a strong immune system, when they get this toxic retroviruses and other toxic things that weaken the immune system injected into them, what happens is if they have a strong immune system, they may be fine until something really whacks, some major stress from being unemployed or whatever. And then when the immune system is weakened to a certain point, then it'll trigger the retrovirus that have been injected into them, you know, that really does create cancer or makes them sick and in many cases could kill them. So this is the real agenda no one's talking about. They won't talk about it in the mainstream media because they have an agenda. What's the agenda? It's population reduction. Almost, you know, NPR, National Public Radio, National Propaganda Radio, you know, they're funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're science and health. You would not believe how many of the mainstream media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, BBC, are funded. Their news hour, their medical news is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So you think there won't be a little bit of a slant to, you know, the whole extreme push for gotta have a vaccine, gotta have a vaccine, gotta have a vaccine? I mean, you know, the curve has been lowered to the point where they're creating, they're fabricating all kinds of false positive news about virus here and virus there, while the hospitals are virtually empty all across the country. I mean, this scam-demic is being exposed big time to anyone who's got half a brain and paying attention to alternative news and doing some, you know, some critical thinking about what's really going on. And at the deepest level of mass deception, this is the hardest thing for a lot of people to understand, is that the germ theory of medicine is at fault. And I've been repeating this theme over and over because this is the hardest deception for a lot of people to understand. And we got three videos following that are really excellent explaining this. But it goes back to Louis Pasteur, you know, the microbe guy, the famous guy that, so to speak, discovered all these microbes over his microscope. On his deathbed confession in 1895, he admitted, he said, microbes, as in bacteria, are nothing. They didn't know about viruses back then, but he said microbe was basically bacteria and viruses are nothing. It's the soil, the terrain of the host, the biological terrain of the host is everything, he said. Microbes are nothing. The soil is everything. Very simple. It's not the bug from the outer. It's the biological terrain whereby they thrive or where disease thrives. The story we're getting in America is that, and this is the crux of the issue, there's this outer virus that's causing disease. Well, the fact is America is extremely sick from all the vaccinations and all the drugs and the toxic genetic poisons in the food, water, and air to where the U.S. citizens are ranking about 36th to 45th in the world in longevity. I mean, down with third world countries, depending on whatever source you're talking about, it ranges from like 35th in the world to 36th as far as longevity, because we're basically a sick population from all the vaccines, drugs, GMOs, toxic genetic poisons, not just in the environment, in our bodies, to where we're basically, we all have prior conditions with weak immune systems, and it's being blamed on people. You know, one of the biggest whacks to the immune system is the incessant stress and fear porn, and of course, loss of jobs, and what they've done to the economy is creating a massive number of stress-related diseases that we're seeing. So this is the whole medical industrial complex, big pharma-based complex, is based on treating symptoms with drugs for whatever ails you. And, of course, drugs have side effects, which cause other diseases, which are treated with other drugs until you get a lot of seniors in rest homes that are basically got one foot in the grave because they're like walking pharmacies. They'll have between like 10 and 15 prescriptions, and they're extremely toxic and just basically, just hanging on. And of course, what do they do during the day where they watch ABC mainstream media, which tells them that they're going to die? You know, so what do? They die, you know, and then they blame it on COVID. Well, you know, basically scares the bejesus out of people here and every day that they're the ones going to die. The elderly are going to die, and they have pre-existing conditions, but it ain't the virus that's killing them. It's the medical industrial complex that treats symptoms rather than prevents symptoms. There's no money in preventing disease for the medical industrial complex. It's all about treating disease. That's, again, why doctors don't get any nutritional education, anything, you know, basically to build the immune system with holistic health. I mean, it's all about treating disease with drugs. That's their training. So there's an excellent video by Dr. Young on the mythology of the germ theory. Highly recommend you watch that. That's one of the best videos. Like, I refer to him as the health truth teller of the year. Extraordinarily excellent. The interview by Sasha Stone of Robert Young. Dr. Young explains with clarity what COVID-19 is. Firstly, it's not a virus. Just about everything we've been taught about viruses is false, just as I was saying. So there's that video, a following video on logical fallacies, and by Dr. Thomas Cohen, MD. And he goes on to explain in an article why it's impossible to prove that viruses and bacteria cause disease. He put out a challenge years ago, $1 million challenge to any scientist that could prove either viruses or bacteria cause disease. No, it's specifically about viruses. And no one has been able to prove that yet, that with even with that $1 million reward, because they have never have been isolated the viruses that purified sufficiently to eliminate the possibility that something else was the cause in the biological terrain. And again, even Louis Pasteur wrote in his diary that he was unable to do this. And without proof, the entire germ theory of infectious disease is based on belief, not science. So modern drugs for symptom medicine, drugs for symptom medicine is more like religious BS belief system than biologically correct science. And the most dangerous cult in America is the medical monopoly of high priests with their drug sacraments for whatever ails you. Now that's the bottom line. We don't think of them that way. We think of them as authority figures. They want to help us. We're talking about the high priests in their white coats with their drug sacraments for whatever ails you. That's the medical model at this point, and it's virtually the most dangerous cult in America, and we're seeing how the warfare is being fought through the healthcare system right now, and it's warfare over our sovereignty. So there's another excellent video by Dr. Andrew Coffin, MD. The video answers a lot of the big questions, and there's a great introduction by a kid journalist. I call this a must watch because he gets into the agenda behind this. Dr. Andrew Coffin, MD, gets into the agenda behind the COVID hoax, the straight skinny on the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told that many well-meaning people believe harmful policies are good. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, this guy's very level-headed. He has a very good way of explaining it. So these three videos to this point are like the 1-2-3 punch. You know, for anyone that watches these videos, they'll have a really good comprehensive one, that this pandemic is it's all a hoax. It was pre-planned and it's a hoax. And there's other agendas that they're using it as a cover story for. So I remind people with a quote here from William Casey, who was director of the CIA. And he said this apparently in the first address to his staff in 1981. He said, "We'll know that our disinformation program is complete when everything the public believes is false." So that's what these three doctors are saying in these videos I've just referred to, is that everything we've been taught to believe about, you know, the healthcare system is false. It's a backward system. It's a disease profiteering system. All the incentives is in treating disease. There's no incentives in the system for building health and preventing disease because there's no money in that. I mean, this is insanity. And this war is being waged in the healthcare system, where they want to basically take over the sovereignty over our own bodies, where they mandate vaccines. When we don't have any, and again, if you don't have any right over your own body to keep them from injecting you with these vaccines, then the tracking systems that, you know, from the Gates Foundation, they have this whole tracking system with the type of with the vaccination. They have a micro nanoparticle chip injection, and there's links I have on that below in the copy. People have no idea what they're planning. It's basically that we have no sovereignty or rights over our body at all, and that basically it's just population control along with population reduction. So there's a very good article from Phi Beta Ota. This is the website by Robert David Steele, and it's from, and there was an article he published from State of the Nation explaining that masks are toxic. And I mean, it's a brilliant article that contrasts sharply with the fear-mongering and malicious public abuse by the CDC and all the politicians dumb enough to let the CDC continue to wreck the economy and America's health. And it's about masks and how the face masks, I mean, before ever wearing a mask, people should read this article. It's a very good article on the danger of the face masks and how they weaken the immune system and how it's biologically incorrect that you shouldn't be wearing a mask unless you're dealing in a healthcare situation, you know, with sick people in a hospital or, you know, a professional healthcare situation. But in public, and you see people wearing their masks, driving around in their cars, I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's like, you know, this is, again, the effect of the incessant fear porn in the media, where people don't know what to think, and they're so afraid for their security that they're harming themselves wearing a mask all the time. So there's another article here on lockdown and social distancing and why that's a whopper hoax, and that's from Mercola.com. He's been very consistent with good information on what's going on, the statistical models, the revealing a mathematical pattern that's stayed consistent regardless of all the interventions implemented, that what we've been allowed to be done to the human race has no parallel in human history. And the global population needs to see the plan for what it is, what they're really planning. And this article goes into it. So people that are into holistic healing know that one of the best kept secrets of medicine is that the body will heal itself if we create the right conditions and stop doing the things that caused the sickness in the first place. See, what's going on is that once you understand that the whole issue with healthcare is the biological terrain, if you heal the biological terrain, the body will heal itself. But the medical system as is toxifies the biological terrain with vaccines and drugs that are extremely toxic. And I've worked with energy field diagnostics going back for 20 years, and I worked with a guy who pioneered the use of Kirlian photography for developing homeopathic remedies based on the auric field. And when the balance of the auric field, when it has a rainbow, you know, balance to the with the development of the homeopathics, with the Kirlian photography, and he taught this, Dr. Nelson. He taught this all over the world, especially Pakistan and India, Europe, and different places. Not so much in America. They're not interested in energy medicine here so much. But this was 20 years ago. And what he found, is that any drug that they do, the auric field, the auric photography, the Kirlian photography of a drug, it has a black sheen on it, like a black sheen. It's like death, you know, it's like energetically it's death in the body. It's toxic. It weakens the immune system. It may suppress symptoms by shutting down some parts of the body. Of course, again, the side effect is that the toxicity will settle in the weakest links of the body. They can't throw off the toxicity, and where it settles in, another disease will erupt, which they use another drug to treat the symptoms. And there's like a chain reaction after, from the time from cradle to grave, from the vaccinations, which inject the poisons and begin the process, you've got a whole series of reactions throughout a person's life with the body becoming more toxic, with more drugs, treating symptoms. And if a person does not build the immune system, build the vital force in the body to eliminate the toxins that settle into the tissues and cause disease, then, shortening the lifespan of millions of Americans every year, if not killing them outright. So, I mean, this is the backward system we're dealing with. This is how, you might say, World War III is being waged through the healthcare system. And this is a good time with the lunar eclipse tonight and this sequence of the three eclipses. This is a good time to get centered and connected. I mean, it's a good time for purging and cleansing our BS belief systems in a conscious way to reflect our highest dreams and aspirations, not our worst fears and subservient reaction to the divisive deep state dystopia dialectic. I mean, feeling your feelings and responding in a conscious way is distinctly different than having a feeling and reacting to it. So, and this is a quote from by P.J. Woodward, and I have an infographic on it, but what it's saying is that there's conscientious common sense in the higher brain holodeck, in the higher, the field of the higher brain field, around the pituitary gland. There's consciousness of how we are conscious, feeling our feelings and responding in a conscious way. And this is different from being in the reptilian brain and just having a feeling and reacting to it, being proactive rather than reactive. And I can't emphasize that enough, because what happens is people tune into the mainstream media and all their fear buttons are pushed and they go right into their reptilian brain, in the reactive brain. It's like fight or flight. And the flight mechanism, usually feels to some rationale that they're pushing, in the mainstream media, which is, we got to have a vaccine. We got to have a whatever. It's out of fear. It's like it becomes a knee-jerk reaction. So people don't even think through it anymore. They just decide that vaccines are good and we got to have it because the, so to speak, genius Bill Gates, who's nefarious as they come, they figure that he's some kind of computer genius, so he's some kind of health genius too, and that we need vaccines. Anyway, it's pretty crazy. There's another video I have here that goes into the real reason for the plandemic. This is by Catherine Austin Fitz. And it was done just a couple weeks ago, and it's about the largest transfer of wealth in history. And she explains that what's going on behind the scenes with this economic reset. The power elite, the banksters, they're just creating money out of thin air, trillions and trillions of dollars. They're buying up Wall Street corporations to make it look like the Wall Street, the economy is getting better when they're just, They're trying to own and control the human and physical resources of humanity, and they're buying it up. There's this huge wealth transfer. And what Catherine Austin Fitz is saying, the middle of the road is going away. We have two choices, freedom or slavery. And everyone's going to have a choice. It's called the mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast, the understanding of the mark of the beast, this tracking system, that we injected, the Bill Gates Foundation that goes along with the vaccine, this mark of the beast thing, watch the full video, or the short video, which is only 14 minutes by Catherine Austin Fitz, give you a good overview of what's going on there. So there's a lot of stuff coming out. Some people are really interested in, the big picture. And some people are interested in specific aspects of this, the second wave hoax, the real cause of the second wave hoax. And I think this is important. Why it's a hoax? Emergency rooms across America are reporting a second wave that is different, with diarrhea and fever, but no one in corporate media will confess the incessant, gut-wrenching fear tactics have created dis-ease in the solar plexus, disrupting healthy digestion and corrupting the gut microbiome, causing leaky bowel syndrome and flooding the bloodstream with bacteria that one's body then tries to burn off with the fever. It has nothing to do with the virus. So there's a video on that, a really good video by Del Bigtree. More explanation there. There's some other incredible videos, infographics. I'm going to have to wrap it up. You can go through these on your own. There's a wonderful spiritual overview by the Aquarian Master Saint Germain on how vital flame clears the virus. Highly recommend that to finish off your piece. You know, to keep it positive. Also, another video is very good. I mean, if this is spiritual warfare, the spiritual solution is more light, more conscientious common sense, the light of life with love. So there's a video called Be Light by Padmasambhava, and I'm going to finish with that. I mean, that's taking it from the top as I finish at the bottom. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a wonderful 4th of July. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.